VorpalNetwork.com.
This episode of The Tome is brought to you by FRP Games, a Wizards authorized dealer with discounts up to 90% off. And listeners like you, thanks for using The Tome's Amazon store.
Greetings, this is Jim Ryan of the Great Debate RPG Podcast, and you're listening to The Tome Show.
Welcome to The Tome, episode 132. The Tome is a D&D news, reviews, and interview show, and I'm your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. Welcome to this episode where I'm going to be your guide on the river of cyberspace, through a forest of interwebs, as I look at some of the D&D podcasts that you may or may not have heard about. That's right, I'm going it solo, but only kinda sort of. I have a bunch of short clips from a whole batch of other D&D-focused podcasts to share with you. So in this episode, I'll give you some of my thoughts on the shows, and then, most importantly, I'll let those shows speak for themselves. You see, 3.5 years ago when I started The Tome Show with my little old iBook and with a mic built into it, there was a serious lack of D&D shows. I had been looking for them for months without success. I felt surely someone out there was reviewing D&D stuff, why can't I find it? But alas, it just wasn't there. So finally, in October, I said, fine, if no one else will do it, I will. And thus, The Tome Show was born as the second oldest D&D podcast on the internet. Wizards of the Coast beat me with theirs by about a month or so. It's grown, developed, and improved over the years. I'd like to think, anyway. But now I look around the internet, and there are so many D&D podcasts no one can possibly listen to them all. Or maybe they could if they're picky about their other podcasts listening, which I'm not. Imagine, if that had been the case 3 years ago, there never would have been a Tome Show. Well, today I want to continue to practice what I preach. Community, community, community. I don't see all these newer podcasts as a bad thing. In fact, I see it as a sign of both a strength in the hobby and the growth of podcasting as a medium and the power of the community. Just in the last month, 3 new podcasts have launched from bloggers who, so far as I can tell, got their start podcasting as guests on this show. The Dungeon Master Guys, which is hosted on critical-hits.com, where Dave Chalker, Phil Chatty DM Menard, and the Newbie DM give short segments of DM advice. The Newbie DM Minicast, where Newbie DM answers questions from his voicemail line in about a 5-minute show. And the Skillcast from Quinn Murphy at the 4eatwill.net blog. He's giving us a podcast focused exclusively on skill challenges, a topic that's been getting quite a bit of focus on this show lately. In the further goal of building the D&D podcasting community, I want to bring you just a small segment of the other D&D podcasts that are out there. Let me know what you think. If you like this one, maybe I'll do another one in a few months, because surely I'm not covering even a fraction of all the D&D podcasts that are out there. But before we get into our first segment, I want to mention the sponsor for the show, FRP Games. My pick of the episode from FRP Games this time around is Azagar's Book of Rituals by Goodman Games. This is a book of 300 new rituals for 4th edition D&D from the people at Goodman Games, who have about as much experience as anyone in the industry writing for 4th edition. From FRP Games, you get $3 off, so you get that book for only $12. Check it out at FRP Games by clicking on the banner at thetomeshow.com. Now, on to the first segment from a D&D podcast. And where better to start than with the first D&D podcast, the official one from Wizards of the Coast. They have very entertaining content, including actual play with geek-level celebrities and occasional insights into the publishing of the books and mailbags where the designers of the game will answer some questions that people send in. The only downside is that it comes out relatively rarely, and it, of course, is a marketing podcast, so they're always going to speak favorably of any product that's produced. After all, they're trying to sell you books. But enough from me. Let's hear it from them.
Hello out there in internet land, and welcome to the D&D podcast. At least that is how the Wizards of the Coast Dungeons & Dragons podcast usually starts. For those who are regular listeners, Wizards of the Coast puts together a podcast a couple times a month sometimes more, sometimes less, to discuss all things Dungeons & Dragons. The usual hosts of the podcast these days are R&D's Mike Merles, Jeremy Crawford, and Shelley Mazenoble. The original host of the podcast when we started it back in 2005, 2004 maybe even, were Dave Noonan and Mike Merles. Dave Noonan had a background in college radio broadcasting, so we were glad to tap him as a voice for the show. Mike Merles also was eager to participate. Well, he was willing to participate, and I like to believe has grown to love it ever since. In recent years, Mike Merles and Jeremy have done the lion's share of podcast recording duties. Part of what makes the Wizards of the Coast podcast unique is the fact that these hosts do come from within the halls of R&D. They're the designers, the developers, the editors of this game. So as much as we love to talk about the game, because we're extraordinarily proud of the products we put out and the time and the creative energies that we put into them, it's also beneficial for us to use the podcasts to give an inside look about why we made the game a certain way, why we decided to go with a certain power source, how the game has evolved through the editions, what the decisions were made, not just what the products are bringing to the game table, but how they came about. And that's really one of the reasons why we wanted to do a podcast series in the first place. On the website, we can certainly extol the virtues of the products and show off a bit of the products themselves through excerpts and the art galleries and the map galleries and so on. But with a podcast, we were able to have more of a conversational tone about how the products came together. It just seemed to be a little bit more of an education process for us to explain it and for our players to hear about how these products came together, what the thinking was that went into them, not just what the core rule books and the supplements contain. The podcasts are also a chance for us to sit down with our novel authors from time to time so that they can discuss their forthcoming books and occasionally do a reading of a sample chapter. So, you know, as opposed to reading at the local bookstore, we can broadcast it out to all of the internet. And it's a good opportunity to collect many of the questions about the game that our listeners have. It's a rules question or a design question, a way to run their game better. We do occasional mailbag episodes where Mike and Jeremy can pull out the questions, ask each other their opinions on what questions and concerns folks have and have an opportunity to answer them, again, in more of a conversational way, more of a dialogue, at least with each other. So the original genesis for the podcast was several years ago. Essentially, we just wanted to see if we could do it. We had a studio space set aside. This is far from a formal radio station setup. This is a converted office I'm talking in now with a bunch of foam tacked to the walls and a couple of computers and a couple of microphones and a laptop recording everything. But that's podcasting. You know, your requirements are fairly minimal these days. You don't need much more than that. So we wanted to give it a go. We had folks from R&D that were willing to participate, that had knowledge about the game that they were willing to share, and that we considered folks that our listeners would want to hear from. And we just set about recording the podcasts. We've done several years of them now, and we plan to continue with them. They've expanded out to the video podcasts that we've done. Chris Perkins, the quote-unquote DM to the stars nowadays, has gone down to L.A. to do video podcasting with the Robot Chicken Riders. Of course, he's done them with the crew from Penny Arcade and Will Wheaton and PvP, which have also been very popular. And those are all endeavors that we enjoyed creating and enjoyed the way that they showed off the game and showed off people enjoying the game, which is probably the most important part of it all. So we certainly plan to continue producing podcasts, and we hope that folks are going to continue listening and watching them as they become available. If you haven't been a regular listener, you can find our podcasts on the Wizards of the Coast D&D website, and you can find them on iTunes. So we certainly invite anyone who is interested in hearing a little bit about the creation and ongoing development of Dungeons & Dragons to tune in as Mike Merles closes off every podcast. Keep listening and keep rolling those 20s. Thank you.
Okay, next I'm going to talk to you about a fellow Vorpal Network show, the Icosahedrophilia Show. This is an actual play podcast, but it's a lot more than that. First, let me explain what actual play is. Some people sit around and they're playing D&D, they put a microphone in the middle and they record their game session and then put it out there on the internet for you to listen to. There's been actual play podcasting for a long, long time, long before the Tome Show ever got started, in fact. And this is one of those, but again, it's much more than that. Chris Hurd, the host, gives you more than just a recording of his gaming group doing their thing. He's edited the segments down to under an hour, gives insights into his story and DMing style in each episode, and reviews the products that he uses in the game sessions, all for you to hear. But anyway, I'll let Chris tell you some more.
Hey, Tome Show listeners, this is Chris Hurd of the Icosahedrophilia podcast, which presents actual play of Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition for your enjoyment. To give you a little taste of what our actual play sounds like, here is an excerpt that has not aired yet. You're actually getting a sneak peek of a segment that probably will air in about episode 68. As we pick up the action here, the PCs have found themselves embroiled in a fight with some desert raiders, and this fight is taking place in the middle of a sandstorm. Now, the fight is also taking place at the edge of a canyon, and one of the PCs, Akitasi Nagasaki, an elf monk, has already jumped off the cliff and down to the bottom of the canyon about 50 feet below. Now, he has some magic boots which allow him to land on his feet. He was not at all prepared for what he saw when he got to the bottom, and the other PCs are just about to learn what Akitasi has learned.
Very well. Servo, it's going to be your turn in just a second. You can start screaming as a free action. And do other stuff, yeah, too.
I will.
So I assume you're going to do that.
Yes.
So, but the winds are howling and stuff like that, so I need everybody to make a perception check. This is free.
This is the called-for-it perception check.
This is the DM calls-for-it perception check, therefore it's not an action on your part.
16.
16. You 15? Hear nothing.
21?
Hear nothing. You hear something.
11.
You hear nothing. Is that Tyria or Jacques?
Oh, that's Tyria. Jacques will probably hear nothing as well, though.
Hey!
No, Jacques gets 24.
Okay, anybody who rolled 21 or higher, no, I'm seeing 19 or higher.
So the rest
Alonso,
of us.
Yeah, it's Alonso, Jacques, or Servo. Alonso, Jacques, and Servo hear very faintly on the wind Octasi's voice shouting one word over and over. The word is dragon.
Let's stick with the storm for a while.
Now, Josh, I'll email you back about the other action, okay? Since
right.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
What was that strategy? Smoke him if you got him.
I've
heard him before.
I'm going with it. No, maybe not.
I just mean, does anybody have like dailies and encounter power as well?
I have.
I've got dailies. I have no encounters.
I've got a daily. Daily. Singular daily. But
Servo, it is your turn.
Maybe it's a good dragon.
You're going to do the winds, or...
You're sure?
Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you for reminding me.
I'm right here, you're sure.
Have you been snooping around over there?
No effect on your mount.
No.
Are you sure? Mount. No effect on you.
Yeah.
I rebuilt.
Just there.
I would like to... I want to see if this is possible. I want to move my mount to the edge, and then as a charging attack, I want to jump and leap and charge straight down to try to strike the guy as I fall, hurtling 50 feet, to smack him with...
This sounds like the boat attack.
Recuperating
is what this sounds like.
The guy who fell off earlier.
Yeah.
Sure, you can do that.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Your mount is slowed, but your charge is a full move, so yes. You can
I don't know
do
what it.
It
is. All I know is the guy fell off the edge.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going for.
Did you end up jumping down?
So anybody who heard me,
use your free
actions
to tell the rest of us?
Hold on.
I think you're going to need to make...
I thought you were somewhere over here.
No.
An intimidate check.
Ooh!
The target being sweet. Your lizard.
You're scared of me. No, I want to jump off the lizard.
You want to jump, and then you're going to do an athletics check.
That's even better.
No, the lizard doesn't go with you.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to use the lizard to get me to the edge, and then I'm going
to
jump off.
I think the lizard doesn't want to go to the edge anyway.
So I need to make an intimidate.
So an intimidate check against the lizard.
Okay, here we go. 23 intimidate.
Well, that'll do it. The lizard will carry you to here, and then that athletics check...
So, Tim, you need to tell us about the dragon.
I don't know anything about
it. Oh, weren't you one of the people that heard it?
You heard
it. Who heard
it? No, it was Alonzo.
29.
It was all
29. You leap off the cliff.
You guys to tell us.
I should have, but I
and as you fall, you see that this guy's nowhere in evidence.
Oh.
I totally failed my
control. So, as you smack against the ground.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Well, I haven't used my attack yet, so.
Second wind. You would take the dragon out with me?
Well, but this is your second action. I mean, the jumping is a separate action from the moving of your mount. So that's going to be 10, 17, 24, 34 points of damage.
Actually, it's only 25 because I have temporary hit points.
It's still the full amount.
Had 20 temporary hit points.
Yeah.
Did you say bloody?
Yeah.
Music to the DM's ears. And as you look around, you see... Might as well go ahead and reveal this. None of the rest of you know this. You see a brown dragon clawing at Octasi.
But you're sure glad you used those boots and jumped out right now, huh?
Brown dragons. I even know there were brown dragons.
How fascinating.
I know there were brown
So I can't do anything else right now.
In this turn, no.
Action
you are
point,
prone at
point.
The bottom... Prone, bloodied,
I already spent my
broken, bleeding on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, the...
Bloodied yourself?
Sorry.
That's awesome.
I thought I was going to help him, and then looks up and goes...
So if you enjoyed listening to that little segment, I would encourage you to surf over to d20.heardworld.com. That's d20.heardworld.com. There you can get the link for subscribing on iTunes. You can download individual episodes. You can see all the show notes, as well as other musings and blog posts that I put up over there.
All right, so that's Icosahedrophilia, easily my favorite actual play podcast on the internet. Although it is the hardest to spell podcast I found. Next up, though, is Radio Free Homlet. They do a 4th edition focused show, and let me tell you, these guys know their stuff. They turn the 4th edition rules inside out and find every nook and cranny and get as much juice out of them as possible. I know some of their style of conversation doesn't appeal to everyone, but no one is on their level of knowledge of the game. So let's go ahead and hear from them.
How do you do, everyone? My name is DM Tim, and I am here to help you understand what Radio Free Homlet, a podcast and member of the D20 Radio Network, has to offer for you, who are presumably someone interested in both podcasts and 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons. The first thing I'd like to tell you is that I've got three wonderful co-hosts who are now going to tell you a little bit each themselves about what they think our podcast brings to gamers. So, let's start here.
All right, I'm DM David, and clearly our podcast is about my world-building affirmations, where I talk about how to build campaign worlds, how to design new character types, new powers, things like that. And most recently have been doing it with an example of a campaign world I'm creating as we go along.
I'm DM Jackson. No, you're crazy. Our podcast is actually taking the dozens of books that sit on the shelf for coming out of WotC and synthesizing them down into something that that is useful in one topic if you're trying to figure out what you're going to play.
See, you're just wrong. I'm DM Kate, and I'm the token girl, and I'm the one who's here to tell you that gaming is fun, and that even if you don't have any clue what you're doing, Radio Free Homlet will get you going, get you enough mechanics so that you sound like you know what you're doing, which means that more people are going to want to play with you.
Well, personally, folks,
I think you're all right. The Radio Free Hamlet is all of those things and more. We have run contests. We encourage people to send us spots where they discuss their favorite mechanics. And they can find out all of this in two very important places. First, at our website, hamlet.com. That's HOMMLET.com.
Wait. That's like the city outside of the Temple of Elemental Evil, right?
Yes, that would be that one.
Oh, okay.
Or you can just go over to d20radio.com and hang out in their forums at d20radio.com/forum and find out all you want to know about our show and all the others that are on the D20 Radio Network, including the Power Source podcast, which is another great podcast about 4th edition. So I hope we've told you a little bit here that will let you understand what we're about and what we're trying to be about for you as a gamer. And I hope you'll give us some of your time so that we can prove that we're worth it to you.
For those of you who still remember when the Tome Show used to try and talk about all things D&D, past, present, and future, you know, back when we were still playing 3rd edition but waiting for the release of 4th edition, well, for you, I present the 3.5 Private Sanctuary, a podcast that never left the 3.5 enthusiasts behind. And don't worry, with a little prompting from me and as much support as I've been able to give them, they also produce a show called No Direction, a Pathfinder-focused podcast, which recently featured me actually talking about the silliness of the Edition War. But on to them.
My name is Ryan Costello Jr., and I am the host of 3.5's Private Sanctuary and No Direction, both podcasts available on 35privatesanctuary.com. 3.5 Private Sanctuary is the podcast for 3.5 edition Dungeons & Dragons loyalists. Although we aren't anti-4th edition, the 4th edition of Dungeons & Dragons is not the Dungeons & Dragons for everyone. Even Wizards of the Coast has admitted that 3.5 is still a strong and viable system. So my co-host Jason Dubsky and I created a podcast for the 3.5 loyalist community. Once a week, we discuss matters that are important to all Dungeons & Dragons players, like dungeon mastering, creating atmosphere, using voice, telling stories, managing encounters, setting pace. But we also go into 3.5 edition rule discussions, dedicating entire episodes to grapple, invisibility, and the many base classes that were released over the years for the system. We mix this up with interviews with legends of the role-playing community, such as Wolfgang Bauer and Monty Cook, and up-and-coming designers and companies like Neil Spicer or Polymancer Studios. Ultimately, 3.5 Private Sanctuary offers support and a home for anyone that considers 3.5 Dungeons & Dragons their game. Over the years, however, as the podcast got older, we started to notice it evolving. It was becoming more of the 3.5 and Pathfinder podcast. Bison Publishing, of course, made the big announcement that they were going to grandfather the 3.5 system, adapt it into the Pathfinder role-playing game, which, of course, excited us as 3.5 loyalists. However, we also acknowledge that being a 3.5 loyalist does not necessarily make you a Pathfinder enthusiast, and we didn't want to alienate listeners that were not interested in Pathfinder. So, out of necessity, and with the help of Jeff Greiner, No Direction was born. No Direction is the other podcast I host on 35privatesanctuary.com, the fan-generated Pathfinder role-playing game news, reviews, and interviews show. I've had the opportunity to speak with Paizo staff like Jason Bullman and Joshua Frost, as well as the heads of third-party publishers that are supporting the Pathfinder role-playing game, like Four Winds Fantasy Gaming and Wright Publishing. Finally, I've had on many prominent members of the Pathfinder role-playing game online community. People like Lilith, Liz Quartz, who along with Hugo Solis, spearheads the Wayfinder fan magazine, and John Reist of the Pathfinder SRD website. Being a gamer, being into RPGs, it's a social hobby, and being part of a community is really important to all of us. I invite the Tomes fans to give a listen to 3.5 Private Sanctuary and No Direction, and hopefully you can enjoy me enjoying my game as much as I enjoy Jeff enjoying his. Regardless of game of preference, you are always welcome in our Private Sanctuary.
And lastly, I bring you a show called Critical Hits, not from the same people who do the Critical Hits website, but instead by Major Spoilers. They have an actual play podcast focused on giving people an idea of how 4th edition works when it's actually being played. They have a variety of experience levels, so the questions that they ask during the game range from the veteran to the complete RPG noob. And they range from 30 minutes to almost an hour long, or 2 hours long, which isn't too bad for an actual play show. A lot of actual play shows get very, very long. So, if you want to hear another great actual play podcast that's well produced and from an entertaining cast of characters, go check them out. But rather than me telling you, I let them give you some more details.
Hey, I'm Matthew.
I'm Rodrigo.
And I'm Steven, and we comprise probably a part of
Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. It's a 4E podcast that we've been doing for almost a year. We've got 45 episodes under our belt, maybe more by the time that you hear this. It's a show that really came out of this idea of what is the 4E experience and how does someone who's a noob like me get into it. So, Rodrigo, tell us a little bit about the Critical Hit and what we're doing in that show.
Yeah, Critical Hit is, like Steven said, an actual play Dungeons & Dragons game. There's Steven, Matthew, Rob, and Brian are the players, and I'm the Dungeon Master. Steven is brand new to any kind of role-playing game, so
right.
If you are interested in hearing what goes into a role-playing game from a very basic level...
Well, I have a lot of questions. I mean, if you don't know anything about Dungeons & Dragons, if you have some kind of interest about Dungeons & Dragons and you're like, man, it seems so complicated and hard, I've made it through.
That's right.
And I haven't died completely yet.
That's right. Well, Steven hasn't died.
It's the completely close. That makes it funny.
Well, and speaking of funny, we actually do have a lot of fun with this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do take it seriously from the point of view that we're playing a 4E experience. We're answering questions for new people. But everyone else is seasoned players. Mm-hmm. Matthew's been playing since the D&D or maybe AD&D days.
I don't know if I'd call it the beginning, but early days of AD&D, circa about 1979.
So, yes, some of us are very old.
Well, and there's also the fact that we have kind of a balanced group in that I feel like Rob specifically is... I don't want to say min-max or I don't want to say anything negative. Rob is about the numbers and the ways you can, you know, configure
maximize.
A character.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a way you configure a character and get to a specific point. And I feel like Brian may be sort of a hybrid, and I myself am, you know, the classic role player. My thing is I want to do something fun, and Rodrigo can tell me what number I need to hit to do that. But that to me is one of the – really, one of the things that I'm glad that I'm able to bring to the podcast is Rodrigo, as an experienced DM, master of the game, whatever you want to call it, is balancing the players who want their, you know, maximize and here's my build and my character numbers, and the player who wants to go and say something funny and, you know, isn't necessarily, to me, the role-playing game, the mechanics are how I have my fun and how I get to basically act like a goon.
Well, you're not really a goon. Troll. You're like more like a three-quarter orc, I think.
Well, my mama was an orc, and my daddy was a half an orc, and I think that means that I'm a three-quarter orc. And my boss at the police station said that the other quarter was probably Dodge Dart, but I don't know what that means.
Well, if you want to hear some great role-playing, you want to listen to the show mainly because of Matthew. But if you want to hear a great story that's been created by Rodrigo, mm-hmm. man— people are just loving this story. In a nutshell, real quick, Rodrigo, tell us what this story is about.
The story right now, the arc, we're calling it Four Against the Void. It starts out with Orym, Steven's character, venturing into the world of man from the Feywild. He's an Eldrin, if you're familiar with the new classifications of fourth edition races. And about, halfway through the first game where he actually meets everybody, the moon falls down and hits and
almost hits
the earth, and they manage to stop the moon right before it falls. And there's this unfolding plot of what happened, why is the moon falling, who wants the moon to crash down into the earth, who doesn't, and all these shifting allegiances and stuff like that. So if you've always heard of and played games in which a bunch of adventurers meet in a tavern and go beat up some trolls for no reason in a dungeon, this is going to be different.
And if you want to know how to DM a great game, Rodrigo has a lot of great tips scattered throughout the episodes as well. If you want to find out more about the show, what you need to do is head over to our website, majorspoilers.com. Click on the button that says Major Spoilers Podcast, and you'll find the entire collection of the Critical Hit podcast. Or you could head over to iTunes and do a search for Critical Hit. We're right there in the other gaming section. You can't miss us. 44 plus episodes right now, and we're going to close out this by saying the same thing that we say in all of our episodes. Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Actually, the thing that I say in all of our episodes is, what?
All right, so there is a small, small handful of the D&D podcast that have come into the world since the Tome Show has started, and one of which was around before me. I hope you find something you're interested in, and that'll maybe help the community grow. If you want to hear more D&D podcast reviews, say the word. This episode barely scratches the surface of what's out there, so if you want it, I will record it. Maybe I'll do something similar for D&D blogs. Let me know what you think. In fact, you can let me know over at the forums at vorpalnetwork.com or email me at thetomeshow@gmail.com. I want to thank everyone who sent in segments for the show, as well as our sponsor, FRP Games. Head to thetomeshow.com to click on the banner. It's important that you get there through our website, though, so that they know that we sent you. They can track that data, and that tells them whether or not sponsoring us is valuable to them. You can also, of course, help out the show by reviewing us on iTunes or getting out and telling people about it so that they can find out about the things that we talk about. And don't forget to consider checking out the Tome's Amazon store for products discussed on the show and more. The show gets part of the proceeds, and it helps keep us on the air. Links for things mentioned in the show can be found in the show notes on the website at thetomeshow.com. All right, I've guided you through a small corner of the interweb that is dedicated to D&D podcasts. Here in episode 132, there's a lot to this wilderness left to cover, but for now, it's time for us to leave and call this yet another great episode of
The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome.
I'm on the wall.